President Filipinos was speaking this Tuesday at the opening of the 10th Coordinating Council of that institution. Since this Tuesday, current and former staff of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation are meeting in the 10th Coordinating Council to review Mozambican diplomacy. Of everything that could be the subject of the debate in this five-day meeting, the President of the Republic, who officially opened the event, believes that it's important that the agenda include the creation of diplomatic creativity to attract investment. The request comes in a context in which Mozambique will, as of this year, export liquefied natural gas produced by the floating platform manufactured by Samsung in South Korea. With this investment alone, in the first year, the country will be able to raise $34.5 million. Our diplomacy will have to position itself to make the most of our affiliation to the club of natural gas production and exporting countries, gathering more experience and exploring opportunities that are offered in that forum. In the same opening session, Filipinos demanded that the staff of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation have an economic agenda in their diplomatic missions, and the path has already begun to be trodden in this direction with the installation of the missions in Qatar and Rwanda. That Arab country is a link between East and West, and the easy accessibility of some of the main cities in the world from Qatar markets it's a preferred destination for investors and entrepreneurs. In turn, Rwanda, located in the hills of Central Eastern Africa and in the Great Lakes zone, with fertile soil and a population of almost 13 million inhabitants, has embarked on important economic and structural reforms that have resulted in growth rates, economic and sustainable development in recent decades. For all intents and purposes, in all those missions, it must be in Mozambique's interest to ensure that in each diplomatic action, the prioritized objectives are national. We have to embrace universal agendas because we live in a context with some international commitments, but the first thing is Mozambique, the second thing is Mozambique, and the third thing is Mozambique, and the rest will complement each other. For Elio Glish, Mozambican academic and political analyst, more than asking to invest in our country, when the investors knock on our door, we are the ones who have to detect the basic rules for an effective win-win.
A country like Mozambique, which is qualified as a poor country, but is also a rich in terms of resource, must change its approach and go from the beggar to receive and dictate some rules, and want to dictate the rules for the investing in the country. Issues such as social responsibility, environmental sustainability, local content, employability, and resource management funds should be discussed more seriously.
The 10th Coordinating Council of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation takes place under the motto for a diplomacy of peace, investment and development, new challenges and new approaches, and is attended by former directors of the institution, deputies and other guests.
We are talking about exhaustible resources, and in a few decades we will not have them anymore. And our concern as a country should not be in short term, even in medium term, but we have to design a strategy and public policy that will orient the next 50 years, for example, and what kind of country we want to leave to the next generations. There is also the issue, a problematic issue on the transition that is being made to so-called clean and environmental friends energies. This fact must be on the government's agenda, and we will keep on mind that international moratoriums play on our disadvantage. And we have organizations already that are campaigning for non-financing on fossil energies projects that are highly harmful to the environment.
Reporting from Maputo to Channel Africa, I'm Milton Malulek.